Root cause analysis, RCA. Root cause analysis, RCA, is a process for identifying the basic or causal factors that underlie variation in performance. The RCA process takes a retrospective look at adverse outcomes and determines what happened, why it happened, and what an organization can do to prevent the situation from recurring. Risk managers and patient safety experts use RCA to investigate major incidents, sentinel events, or errors in healthcare delivery. The RCA process avoids individual blame, considers human factors engineering, and analyzes redesigns to achieve a safer system. When conducting RCA, an IDT seeks to discover underlying and proximate causes for what happened. This team should include frontline staff and other individuals most familiar with the situation. Team members should attempt to dig deep into the process to learn why something occurred at each level of cause and effect. Key point: attempting a solution without carefully exploring potential causes of the problem can lead to wasted effort expended on the wrong problem. Seemingly simple issues may involve many departments. The purpose of an RCA is to identify changes to a particular process or system that will improve safety or reduce process error. A thorough RCA determines: 1. Human and other factors. 2. The process or system involved. 3. Underlying causes and effects of the process. And 4. The risks and potential contributions to failure or adverse results. A credible RCA must involve organizational leaders and incorporate the findings of evidence-based literature pertaining to systems or practices. RCA does have certain limitations, though. 1. The team must delve deep enough into the adverse cause of the problem in order to determine process change. 2. It may be expensive, time-consuming, and labor-intensive. And 3. Team members may require training on the techniques, goals, and outcomes before participating. An RCA team collects data through structured interviews, document reviews, and field observations to determine exactly what happened. Data are analyzed to identify latent failures in sequence. Usually, a team categorizes contributing factors according to clinical practice, regulatory, policy, or accreditation factors, operational or management factors, and staff tasks and patient characteristics. The Ishikawa, or fishbone, diagram is a tool that may help visualize the process of identifying contributing factor categories. Exhibit 3-11 shows the elements of an example Ishikawa diagram for preventing CLEBCS. It identifies various compartments of responsibility and accountability as part of the improvement process. The examples in the exhibit are for illustrative purposes only. Exhibit 3-11, Ishikawa Diagram for CLEBCS. Source: significantly adapted from Robert Cherry et al. Reduction of central venous catheter-associated bloodstream infections following implementation of a resident oversight and credentialing policy. Note, this is an example only. Refer to published research or authoritative guidance for actual practice. Note that the fish bones or lines connected to the main trunk line are general areas of responsibility that are often identified as the 1. People, 2. Process, 3. Equipment, 4. Materials, 5. Environment, and 6. Management that may affect the problem. In the example above, equipment and materials were combined. IP's working would identify specific areas affecting an IPC problem and then document the specifics on the lines projecting from each of these 6 main areas. Alternatively, the IP might create their own meaningful categories. The problem statement must be clear and concise in order to drill down into contributing factors. To conduct an RCA, the IP must organize a team, define the problem, study the problem, determine what happened, identify contributing process factors. Identify other contributing factors. Measure, collect, and assess data on proximate and underlying causes. Design and implement interim changes. Identify which systems are involved, root causes. Prune the list of root causes. Confirm root causes. Explore and identify risk reduction strategies. Formulate improvement actions. Evaluate proposed improvement actions. Design improvements. Ensure acceptability of the action plan. Implement the improvement plan. Develop measures of effectiveness and ensure their success. Evaluate implementation of improvement efforts. Take additional action. Communicate the results. After any serious adverse or sentinel event, regardless of whether it resulted in actual harm, the IP should initiate an intensive investigation. If it is determined that the event meets the organizational definition of a serious safety or sentinel event, then, after a fact-gathering debriefing with the team involved, an RCA would be performed. It is paramount that communication is timely during such investigations and that a patient is protected from substandard or remedial measures. At the conclusion of the RCA, the IPC team must summarize and identify the causes and then begin to strategize about process redesign. An RCA can complement other strategies that reduce error and may generate ideas to improve practices. The RCA serves as a formal structure to help staff learn from past mistakes. Some organizations use RCA only to determine causes of sentinel or adverse drug events and not for near misses. When applied appropriately, RCA can help an IP to target change and identify testable improvement hypotheses.